You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Martin Gois is the founder of Valpus, a Finnish company which was launched to combat the scourge of bedbugs at hotels. The idea came from frustration from Martin's own travels, and today the firm's products are used in more than 60 hotels around the world. Valpus was launched out of Maria 01, a city-supported startup hub in Helsinki, which houses 180 companies and about 1,400 entrepreneurs, part of the country's incredible startup ecosystem. For this week's show, Monocle's Petri Burtsoff caught up with Martin in Helsinki to hear the story of Valpus.
My name is Martin Gois, co-founder and CEO of Valpus. My mom's from Finland, but my dad's from Portugal. And since 5 months old, I've been traveling opposite ends of Europe and develop during my lifetime a passion for traveling. But then on one of my travels in 2013, I had the worst travel experience ever. We experienced bedbugs together with my girlfriend, those small, nasty parasites that can tag along your luggage, and we brought them back home. I got frustrated how it was dealt, and together with the team, we founded a better extermination company. That was a success. We scaled it into industry leader in southern Finland, but we also understood through that first company what's the real issue behind the growing problem. And the real issue is that there's a complete lack of safety and lack of prevention. We at Valpus empower hotels to be the solution to this traveler problem. We've developed the only effective solution working preventively for bedbugs that can be found at highly rated hotels in Europe. And it consists of three parts. First, these smart bed legs that collect and eliminate any incoming bedbugs on behalf of guests early enough before any harm. The legs are enabled by IoT, so they're easy to use and work automatically. And finally, a Valpus label, a digital label that can be found on the hotel's website as well as travel agents' sites to indicate travelers which hotels they can travel and return back home safe.
What kind of impact have you had so far? How many years have you now been in business?
So developing Valpus for 3 years, but through the first company already exposed to the industry for a longer time. So far, we work in 12 different cities, from Paris to Amsterdam, from Helsinki to Lisbon, at highly rated hotels. We have over 2.5 million safeguarded room nights, during which all hoteliers have been able to safeguard their guests from these parasites, as well as increase the bookings, as well as the customer experience. So a user who has stayed at a Valpus member hotel has a 70% preference to stay with another Valpus member hotel for their next trip. So there's a high user retention. Just this summer, we closed our seed round. We have 0% churn, even 1.5 years after the pandemic, at a time where hoteliers really had to look at what do I want to keep, what is a must have, and what is just a nice to have. And this period has really proven that for these highly rated hotels from with whom we work with, Valpus has become and is becoming a new must-have. So that was the happiest thing for us. Besides that, COVID has really shifted the industry's attention into cleanliness, safety, hygiene for obvious reasons, not just for travelers, but also hoteliers and travel agents. So we're really seeing now an uptick, even higher than before COVID. And we have a wait list with over 60 hotels that we're fulfilling now by the end of this year, as well as starting direct partnerships with travel agents for Valpus.
So let's talk about your future plans. Looking at your growth potential, it's quite a curious business that you are in. What are the limits to your growth and how are you planning to grow?
Our objective is to make Valpus into a new hygiene standard in the hospitality industry, a digital standard among 5, 4, and 3-star providers. And we're already seeing it happen. First, hotel brands like Bob W and Hotel Zanville in Europe have made it brand standard. So it's about replicating this and enabling people a safer travel environment. Perhaps the most limiting factor for our growth is actually the mindset, because we are transforming a topic that has been negative and has this stigma because there's been no good solution to it. But now, once there is a good enough solution, we feel it's best to be transparent about it because it's the best for all. However, we still find some people who prefer to sweep these sorts of sensitive topics or seemingly unpleasant topics under the rug than proactively solve it for the benefit of guests and travelers.
So next I want to talk about the startup scene in Helsinki a little bit, and you're of course a very fine example of a startup that got launched here. You got started at Maria One, a city-supported startup hub in Helsinki, actually Maria 01 to be precise. So maybe just talk to us a little bit about your experience at this city-supported startup hub and how it helped you as a company to get started.
Yeah, even just starting to reminisce about the early days brings a huge smile to your face now. So in the early days, it's all about looking for the right people, no matter if it's the team or partner, but it's all about finding the right people to support your product and future growth. And so a community like Maria One provided to us and can provide to any startup this kind of safety net, similar to what the welfare state provides to an individual person. So you get exposure to peers, other peer founders, with whom we can share experiences, learn from their mistakes, help them avoid some of the mistakes you made to accelerate the learning and so on, as well as to investors and other Maria-affiliated partners.
When we talk about Helsinki as a startup city, we often talk about events such as Slush, one of the largest tech and startup events in Europe. And there's a lot of buzz around the Helsinki tech scene, the Helsinki startup scene. How much of this is just buzz and hype? And do you think Helsinki is actually a vibrant startup capital that churns out successful growth companies?
Yeah, any topic related to startups, there's bound to be hype. There's both. What kind of differentiates Helsinki is that there is this high education levels, relatively high tech savviness, a background in technology and the kind of ecosystem. It's relatively well built and stable. And then the society is also trustworthy and stable and really works. And lately, I think this change has really happened in the past 10 years. This entrepreneurial society, an early stage entrepreneurial society and network and ecosystem, it's developing now fast. And you see now that kids that are starting university at Aalto, where all our founding team is from, the multidisciplinary university here, combining engineering, business and design. Everybody is looking at startup jobs instead of the consulting and the banking and the forestry companies that kids were looking when we started 10 years ago.
For example, I mean, just comparing to our southern neighbor, Tallinn, they have another vibrant startup city and a tech IT city as well, but they produced more unicorns despite the smaller size. So just taking that as one example, but what do you think are some areas of improvement for Helsinki as a startup city?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And myself, coming from an economics background, I have a bias to look about things in their opportunity cost. So in Finland, unfortunately, and this is the downside, startups compete with more established domestic and multinational companies for talent. So the opportunity cost to join a startup or become a founder or an entrepreneur yourself is perhaps higher than compared to some other countries where opportunities to make an impact or earn a good living are more limited before the arrival of tech and startups. And it could be perhaps mitigated with a society in general and driving this kind of culture that encourages more risk-taking and at the same time making failing more acceptable and easier. So it's kind of easier to bounce back.
How about the actual number of venture capitalists and venture capital in Helsinki? I mean, looking back 10, 20 years ago, it was really, I think Helsinki was lagging behind in that. But has that since improved?
Absolutely. Perhaps before, available funds and financing was a hurdle. But from what we've experienced and what we're seeing, it's no longer. Perhaps, and this is a problem widespread all around the world, is that venture capital tends to finance certain kinds of innovations that are not so deep in their nature. We call deep tech that involves normally some kind of hardware or some scientific approach. So I think those startups are misrepresented also in Finland in VC funding. That is changing a bit, but this is a global issue. But for that, thankfully, In Finland, we have organizations like Business Finland who support proportionally more these sorts of deep tech companies that can be neglected by the private markets. But if you're the kind of regular SaaS company, plenty of funding opportunities over here.
Martin Gois, founder of Valpas, speaking to Monocle's Helsinki correspondent Petri Burtsov. And if you're heading to the Slush Conference in Finland in December, you can catch up with Martin and the Valpas team there. That's it for this week's show. My thanks to both Martin and Petri, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.